Siren by Sam Michaels and read by Annie Aldington for Saga Egmont. To my beautiful granddaughter, Annabella Blofeld. When you're a big girl and all grown up, if you ever need reminding of how amazing you are, open this book and read this message from your nanny Sam. You're the best. I hope your life is filled with beautiful stories. Lots of love to you, my darling. Kiss, kiss, kiss. November 1943. 3 years since Georgina Garrett's arrest. Chapter 1. London, Holloway Prison.
Garrett, a word.
Georgina recognised the formidable voice of Miss Winter and looked over her shoulder to see the prison warden marching towards her. The woman's greying hair was pulled tightly back into a neat bun, and her lips set in a grim line, giving her a stern look. But Georgina knew Miss Winter's harsh tone and tough appearance masked a softer side that could be bought for cash. It was a side that few of the other women prisoners ever saw, and they'd given her the name Old Frosty Draws. They stood outside of Georgina's cell, amongst the cacophony of women's voices echoing throughout the prison. After almost 3 years of internment, the noise of cell doors slamming, keys jangling, pipes rattling, and harrowing cries had become a constant hum that Georgina was now accustomed to, though she'd never get used to the sound of a woman howling for a child. And from what she could hear, poor Linda on the floor below must have been brought back from the prison hospital. She'd secretly birthed her baby alone in her cell the night before, and no one had discovered it until the morning. "Is that Linda I can hear bawling her eyes out?" Georgina asked, the upsetting noise stabbing at her heart and making her think of her own children.
"Yes, I reckon her baby only took a few breaths before he died. But Linda held him all night and was still trying to nurse him in the morning. He was blue. Horrible. I think the sight even shocked Miss Kenny, and you know what a hard cow she is. We had a right fight trying to get the baby out of Linda's arms, and she ain't stopped screaming since they took him away. The doctor gave her a sedative, but it's worn off now."
"For fuck's sake, the little mite didn't stand a chance of surviving. Linda ain't been well for ages. She should have been in the hospital months ago."
"I know, Georgina, but she hid her pregnancy from us all. She's a silly girl. If we'd known, she would have received a special diet from 6 months onwards. Instead, she looks half-starved and was still scrubbing floors on her hands and knees just hours before she dropped. And the baby, well, let's just say that after seeing him, I reckon he's best off dead."
"Maybe. But I'm sure Linda doesn't share your sentiments."
"Probably not. But she's balmy, and that baby weren't right. Anyway, I've got some good news for you. As from next week, you'll be assigned to domestic duties in the married quarters."
Georgina looked down into the pint of tepid cocoa she was holding and drew in a long, deep breath.
"No, I won't," she ground out, seething at the thought of her potential new role. "I thought you'd be pleased. I had to pull a lot of strings for this. It's a cushy number and gets you out of this shithole."
"Thank you, Miss Winter. But I refuse to wait on those fascist bastards," she whispered. It was no secret that Winston Churchill had seen to it that Oswald Mosley had been given special privileges and was now serving his time within the walls of the prison with his wife, Diana Mitford. The woman had gained favour with many of the prisoners and was well thought of. A brilliant blonde, her beauty undeniable, and she had shown herself to have a kind heart. But she was a fascist, an enemy of the state, and Georgina remembered her run-in with the Fielfots. They were a dangerous group of men, Nazi sympathisers, who'd infiltrated every major institution, and no doubt they'd been in bed with Mosley too.
"You're not telling me that you'd rather be on the mangle?" Miss Winter asked.
"It's not so bad. At least it's warm. But can't you get me on domestic duties at Pentonville?"
"Oh, I don't know, Georgina. They normally only let the most trusted women work in the warden's quarters. I've been a model prisoner, and I've never stepped out of line. Ginny's getting released next week. She'll need replacing, and you know I won't let you down."